We're coming to the end of chapter 10 in the Gospel of Mark, and in this Gospel, Jesus predicts for the third and last time his passion and resurrection as they're making their way to Jerusalem. He tells them again for the last time what's going to happen to him, his path, passion, death, and resurrection. And when we look at this, we see that sharing in Christ's passion is much more about something done to me that I accept than something I do. All his verbs are, I will be handed over. I will be baptized. I'll be plunged. I will be mocked. His big image is, I will be ransomed. So imagine a movie where you have a prison and they bring a prisoner and they bring a briefcase full of money. And that's the ransom to free. He's the money given away. That to share in Christ's passion is more, much more about something being done to him that he accepts than something he does. Sharing in the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ is much more about cancer happening to me. And I'm able to surrender much more than me finding the cure for cancer. Sharing in the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ is much more, let it be done to me, than me doing something. It's much more about me accepting the present moment than me imposing my will to change the present moment. We see in these last Gospels these days that the apostles are doing really everything Jesus says. Yesterday, Peter said, we have given up everything for you. Or we have given up everything. I just wrecked my homily. He didn't say for you. We have given up everything. And then today, they're following him to the cross. But the great conversion that needs to happen now is that the conversion has to be, it's for Jesus' sake, not for them. And in order for that conversion of heart, for my life and all I do not to be about me, but for him, it's this passive purification, something happening to me that I consent to. So Jesus' role in his passion is willingly accepting it. I will be handed over, and I accept that willingly. God has given me a cup to drink, and I accept that willingly. Let us beg God for that faith today in those moments where we need to let it be done to us. And we accept it.